the potential for Singapore to adopt plant-based meat. Sustainability and health concerns have been reshaping the global food perspective, and Singapore is trying to position itself as the modern-day inventor of alternative proteins. With its track record so far in embracing technology at the very front line of innovation and with the forward-thinking approach toward food security, Singapore does have a huge potential to grow as a key player in the plant-based meat industry over time. Plant-based meat options have already hit the market, but there are certain different factors such as price, taste, and consumer education that could determine the pace of adoption in the city-state. Consumer perception of plant-based meat in Singapore. Singaporeans react to the availability of plant-based meat options in a mixed manner. While the global upsurge can be seen in Singapore, the embracing of flexitarianism and plant-forward eating rests on the three essential factors of taste, price, and nutrition. As such, if plant-based meats were of the same value as conventional meats, it is noted in a survey that 41% of Singaporeans would be interested in buying these. However, at 20% below the price of traditional meats, it shoots to 67% interest, showing that the cost is indeed a barrier to major consumer acceptance of plant-based meat alternatives. Price sensitivity as a barrier to adoption. Cost remains one of the major barriers to wider diffusion of plant-based meat. While the initial interest in such products might be environmental and health-related, Singaporeans are very sensitive to the price when it comes to their food. It has become more common to see plant-based options in supermarkets and restaurants, yet very few consumers view these as regular items rather than a niche or premium choice over meat. Such mass adoption in the coming years could be driven by a reduction in the cost of plant-based products, the data indicates. Reaching these lower price levels will be driven by further investment in production technologies and better economies of scale. Greater scale and innovation might also lead to lower production costs for plant-based food companies and competitive pricing that brings plant-based products closer to traditional meat price points, making them more accessible to a wider population. Taste and nutrition as determining factors. Besides affordability, good taste and nutritional value are crucial for all-round acceptance by Singaporeans. On the basis of surveys, 35% of Singaporeans would give plant-based meats a try if they tasted better, while 34% would be open to giving it a try if they were more nutritious. This, therefore, calls for further research and development in enhancing the taste, texture, and nutritional value of plant-based products. In addition, for plant-based meat brands to thrive in Singapore's multi-ethnic food market, which places so much emphasis on the quality and flavor of food, flavors must be developed that appeal to local tastes and add value to nutrition in order to respond to the growing demand for health by consumers. Growth of plant-based brands in Singapore. While there are still quite a few obstacles, food in Singapore nonetheless continue to innovate with the launch and growing presence of plant-based brands catering to an evolving consumer base. For one, there has been a newer entry into the market, featuring under its portfolio plant-based sausages and mints. Its presence, among other pioneering plant-based companies, is a signal toward surging demand for meat alternatives that satisfy consumer cravings for familiar textures and flavors. Homegrown startups paving the way. Next-gen foods and other Singaporean startups are contributing to a boom in plant-based options, with its flagship product, Tyndall, a plant-based, already being served in more than 200 restaurants across Asia and the Middle East. Success stories such as theirs just show that local entrepreneurs have lots of potential to lead the alternative protein market by offering products designed to suit the tastes and preferences of the locals. With companies offering plant-based alternatives in everything from ready-to-cook meals to gourmet restaurant dishes, it is much easier now for consumers to experiment with and then adopt plant-based meats into everyday diets. This flexibility in product offerings is what normalizes plant-based options as viable meat alternatives. Environmental and health considerations driving change. This is evidenced in the environmental impact of traditional meat production and growing awareness of health benefits playing a crucial role in the shift toward plant-based diets in Singapore. In fact, a 2020 YouGov survey reported that 39% of Singaporeans moved to a flexitarian diet, citing various reasons for which the majority tapped health concerns. One quarter cited environmental reasons, reflecting a greater global trend to lessen meat consumption to slow climate change. Plant-based meat and sustainability. Tiny in size with no natural resources, Singapore has long been deeply concerned about the security of its food and sustainability. This particular type of meat uses water, land, and energy at a much depressed rate than any conventional animal husbandry, adding value to the potential solution of the issues above. With less dependence on imported meat and shifting to local production of plant-based proteins, Singapore can now have food resilience with reduced carbon footprints. In fact, government initiatives further advocate for the shift towards sustainable food systems, exemplified by the 30 by 30 goal to produce 30% of Singapore's nutritional needs locally by 2030. This vision certainly rhymes well with the emergence of plant-based alternatives as an expedient way to enhance food security without compromising environmental sustainability in any manner. Overcoming barriers to widespread adoption. While there is evident potential for plant-based meats to thrive in Singapore, there are a couple of barriers that have to be crossed for the industry to see long-term success. One key factor involves consumer education. Currently, many consumers are either unaware of plant-based products or have misconceptions about ingredients and production processes. Consumer education and awareness. The stakeholders in the food industry also have to divert some attention to creating consumer awareness about the advantages of plant-based meat substitutes, right from environmental sustainability to health benefits. Taste tests, cooking demonstrations, and co-branding with local chefs are three ways in which plant-based meat can be showcased as integrated into everyday food without compromising on the taste and texture of the food. Besides that, confidence can be gained with transparency in labeling and marketing. Clear information about the ingredients, nutritional content, and manner of production will be of great assistance in enabling consumers to make an informed choice and consummate any misgivings that plant-based alternatives can be overly processed. The role of marketing and promotions. Success in Singapore may also be related to how plant-based meat is marketed to its audiences. This means positioning plant-based products not only as a healthier alternative, but also as desirable fits into Singapore's culinary landscape. Organizing events promoting these new types of foods, offering special deals with a limited-time appeal, and teaming up with popular food bloggers can create more interest in these products. The future of plant-based meat in Singapore. Yet, considering the prospects of plant-based meat in Singapore, its adoption pace is quite slow. The tides of consumer demand for healthy and sustainable food, and Singapore being commitment to innovation and food security, are good prospects to set a fertile ground for the alternative protein sector. Avenues for growth. Local brands' further expansion and the investment of global brands such as Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat will continue to drive the growth of the plant-based meat sector. Government support, advanced technological food production, and awareness among consumers will be driving this expansion. A more sustainable food future. Ultimately, Singapore is well placed to take the lead globally in plant-based meats and serve as a case study on how small countries can adopt more sustainable food systems. Indeed, with its progressive policies and commitment to food innovation, Singapore stands at an exceptional position to lead in shaping the future of protein consumption across the world. Conclusion: a promising path ahead. In short, the road to plant-based meat alternatives has just begun for Singapore, but there are still some obstacles to overcome. Cost reduction, product innovation, and consumer education will be the key areas at which the industry can open up vast potential in the local market for plant-based proteins. Indeed, with such an initiative, Singapore could turn out to be a hub of plant-based innovation and improve the food ecosystem toward one that would be more sustainable, health-conscious, and resilient in the future.